When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
You have to have the truth to have a starting point.
If you want to know what makes people happy, write down progress equals happiness. Think about it. You can achieve everything in the world and still go, is this all there is? You can achieve something and be excited, but for how long? The only way you stay happy and excited is to keep growing.
It's like life is hard. It's a crucifixion. That's right. And so it's no wonder they think that. It's like, okay, fine. First of all, we're going to take it seriously. Yeah, you're suffering and adrift, and you have your reasons. Despite that, there's more to you than you think. And you know that too.
Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point. All right, I'm not real smart. I have no courage. I have no self-esteem. I have no nothing. Nothing. That's my starting point. Now we can move from there. But if I tell myself I'm strong, I have courage, I'm smart, and all these are lies, you continuously push that starting point backwards. So that starting point is the truth.
Progress is everything. If you're making progress on your body, progress in your mind, progress in your emotion, you're gonna feel happy. When you get there, you feel excited, but again, for how long? A year? No. Because we're not made to just sit and, you know, be successful. We're made to grow. We're made to, and as we grow, we have something to give.
We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished. Rest at the end, not in the middle. And I took that to heart.
You envision something, you got clear about it, and then you start thinking about all the reasons why you wanted it.
Your being is limited and flawed and fragile, this immense potential, but constrained in this tiny little living space. But the fact that you have limitations means that the plot of your life is the overcoming of those limitations, and that if you didn't have limitations, well, there wouldn't be a plot, and maybe there would be no life. And so That's part of the reason why perhaps you have to accept the fact that you're flawed and insufficient and live with it and consider it a precondition for being.
Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. Once you put away your phones and your computers, your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, you're going through death, real life shit. You're alone, but there's 24 hours in a day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over.
Courage is also physical. Again, courage does not mean you're not afraid. Courage means you're afraid, but you do it anyway.
I don't know what the limits are. It's like if you were the best person you could be, you know, truly, if you decided to live by truth and to aim at the good, and you really did that, you put your whole heart and soul into it, like you were, like that's what you were staking your life on, because you're staking your life on something. Who the hell could you be?
Great ideas are never going to interrupt you. They have to be pursued. And if you don't pursue them, you're going to get what everybody else has, which is all this fear, all this uncertainty, all this stuff that won't work, because everybody's focused on what won't work, what can't happen. Why? Because they're afraid. They're afraid to fail. They're afraid to try and feel like they're not enough. So you got to stand guard that mind by feeding your mind.
You have a certain amount of potential within your grasp. You may find what you have contemptible, because you're not in a position of power. This modicum of possibility that's been granted to you is beneath you. And so you do nothing with it. And so you get nothing from it. You take that seriously. You do the small things you can, the humble things that you can, to put yourself together, tiny, embarrassing ways that are real. And if you do that enough, you'll fortify yourself.
You're not a manager of your life, you're a creator of your life. How do you create your life? You get hungry for something, don't you?
Life's one big head game. You play with yourself. If you lose, it's because you allow life to get in your head.
You know perfectly well you can be far more than you are, and you don't know what the upper limit of that is.
You cannot get to the mountaintop without taking a few missteps. You know, ask yourself, what's the opportunity from the failure? And get in the game, because when you get to the last hour of your last day, it will not be the failures you regret, it'll be all the risks you didn't take.
When you push beyond what's comfortable, it develops this determination inside you, this sense of will.
You can decide that you're going to stand up to life. You can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last. You have the power to make that decision.
You decided there's something you wanted so bad that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it.
Everyone in this world wants to be better than where they are right now. What's stopping you? Oh, I know, you. You're standing in the way because you will put a pillar of thought in front of the thought, go be great.
part of the reason you choose your damn sacrifice, because the sacrifice is inevitable, but at least you get to choose it. And then there's something that's even more complex than that, in some sense, is that the problem with being a child is that all you are is potential, and it's really low resolution. You could be anything, but you're not anything.
We create so many excuses to pursuing the best version of ourselves. What's your dream?
So for me, failure is something that you should be afraid of. It should be afraid of, but that's why you should go out there and challenge yourself to fail. Because if you're not failing at something, that means you've set your goals to pass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
And, you know, most of us in life, we work so hard for things. We think life's going to be a certain way. But as you're going to discover, life is never a straight line. You know, we're taught that. We think line is just, I'm going to go from here to there. But if you look in nature, you never see a straight line in real nature. It's a straight line, a human built it. And so it's a process of evolving, of growing, dropping back. And challenges are what really grow us.
Let me ask a simpler question. What makes you happy? The thing that makes us happy are the things that we're passionate about. I really like, and when they say that, their face lights up. Then why don't you do more of that? Well, I can't because, then you don't want to be great. You're not ready to be great. You want to be good. You want to be okay. But you don't want to be great. Because great takes work. Great takes a level of discipline that is distraction free. If you love something, you spend time with that something.
It was the beginning of understanding what are the choices you make in the compounding assets that our choices, the choices we make, the compounding assets for our future. How do we be more true and kind to our future selves? How do we start making some more choices, make choices that, by hook or by crook, that you know, they're going to be brave, courageous choices that you can look in the mirror if it works and go, yep, I'm responsible. And if they don't work, you can go, yep, that's on me. Quit living in limbo. You know, straddling the fence here or there. Be smart. Don't be foolish. Don't dive in. Courage to take more risks. Courage to get uncomfortable.
Nobody's journey is seamless or smooth. We all stumble. We all have setbacks. If things go wrong, you hit a dead end, as you will. It's just life's way of saying, time to change course.
And people are starving for the antidote, and the antidote is truth and responsibility, right? And it isn't because that's what you should do in some I know better or someone knows better for you what you should do sense. That's the secret to a meaningful life, and without a meaningful life, then all you have is suffering and nihilism and despair and all of that, self-contempt, and that's not good. And to stand up and take responsibility, and they all know that and are starving for that message. And you know, if you were able to reveal the best of yourself to you in the world, that you would be an overwhelming force for good, and that whatever errors might be made along the way would wash out in the works.
You can live life with ease, not with struggle. One thing is, when we say work, it's many young people, wonderful people, who are getting recognized for whatever wonderful things they have done, leaving them apart, but generally work means always been people have been taught that they must work hard. Nobody told them they must work joyfully. Nobody told them their work should be an expression of their joy or their love. They have to work hard. If you work hard, life will be tedious. How else will it be? You will do something hard only because you don't know how to do it. If you know how to do it, you would do it with ease. So without learning how to do something, if you try to do it, without investing enough time in perception, if life is all expression, then life becomes a big struggle.
Don't react against a bad situation, merge with that situation instead, and the solution will arise from the challenge.
You know, every person's life is a story. The question is, some people's story is a warning, some people's story is an example. Right now, you're an example that's growing and expanding, and you have a chance to have this be the most incredible life, but it won't be a life without challenge. And the challenges we're facing right now give you an opportunity to grow like very few generations.
What takes you years to accomplish, because you just can't get over the hump, you're looking for those few seconds after you finally figure out the equation to get you to finally pass, to succeed.
And what I began to realize is that the mind is the matrix in and of itself. Because I can tell you right now, today, in this moment, I promise you, the matrix has you. This is water. To a fish, water is so ubiquitous, it ceases to exist. Now, we all have that same thing, and it's playing on us, and it's keeping us from becoming who we want to become. And that thing is our mindset. It's our belief system. It is so ever-present. It is so ingrained into the fabric of who you are and the way that you process data, you don't even notice it. You don't even know that it's real. And this is the thing that impacts your life. It is your inability to see that your mindset controls everything, that it is water in and of itself. Now, when I heard this from Shakespeare, I realized that once you become aware of the water, you can change everything. that you can go from a scared, lost kid to whomever you want to be.
There's a lesson in this story. So many things are trying to come to you. So many doors are trying to open, but we're so attached to who we've been that we can't quite become all of who we're supposed to be. There becomes a time when you no longer fit in your old story. There's a new part two trying to be born for you. And it requires you to own every part of the past, but own every part of the possibility. And on the other side of that, the diamonds that will drop out of your mouth, the diamonds that will come bursting from your soul, the seeds that will be planted and the harvest that will grow, you will be barely recognizable. But better than that are the people around you. Because when you change, you as just one person. But when you become a force to be reckoned with, then your voice permeates.
You are who you've been looking for. So stop looking for more unless you're looking in a mirror, because it's about time for you to see clearly that you are who you've been looking for. And that empty feeling you got, that hole in your chest, you only got that feeling because you think you're not blessed with everything you need. And yes, love is the answer, love is the key, but if you can't love yourself, how can you ever love me? And loving yourself, what does that even mean? Like massages and selfies and that sort of thing? Because the more I think about it, the more it feels weird. I've always been taught that self-love was something to be feared. I've been taught that arrogance is bad and vanity, it's not good. What should I do? How should I act? I'm supposed to love myself, but how do I even do that?
How many of you, within the course of your lifetime, have the capacity to be peaceful? The capacity to be peaceful. If you have the capacity to be peaceful, then you are already moving in the right direction. Because we as human beings naturally and innately have the capacity to be peaceful. Because when we are at peace with ourselves, we are experiencing our enlightened consciousness, yes? So this is how transformation works. We have to let go of all the golden carrots that have been dangled in front of us, of success, of accumulation, of being. Because more isn't necessarily more. Do you understand that?
Pain plus reflection equals progress. If you take away reflection out of that equation, all you're left with is pain. Right? If pain plus reflection equals progress, and you take away reflection, all you're left with is pain, there's no progress. And for a lot of us, when we're experiencing pain, when we're experiencing stress, when we're experiencing pressure, when we're experiencing challenges, we forget to reflect. And when you forget to reflect, you lose the opportunity for the real progress. We forget to reflect because we get distracted. We try to avoid pain. Or we try to numb pain. But when we reflect on pain, we have the opportunity to have progress in our lives.
Treat yourself like someone you love. Treat yourself like someone you love. Now, I had been standing, but I needed to be sitting because I couldn't believe that I had been letting myself keep forgetting that I was who I'd been looking for. And deep in my core, I knew it was time to stop looking for more until I could look through all my fear and look into a mirror and see clearly that the man looking back at me is the only one who can make me happy, and I am already enough.
What's my next step? And so I'd go immediately into action.
And you know, I find that when we ask the universe these questions, a lot of clarity emerges. You have to ask the question first, but if you ask life, what's my next step to get to that future, which looks impossible from this perspective, you will start to intuitively know what that next step is.
So the true source of influence is your service to something higher. Without that, you're living a life of manipulation, trying to get something to be successful. However, when you begin to surrender your life to something higher, an attribute of the presence, even your definition of success changes.
This too shall pass. Whatever you're feeling, whether you're feeling great or whether you're feeling terribly, it's going to pass. So helping people understand that that will pass, that there will be something beautiful again waiting for them.
We have to redefine success to be peace. Because if you are not at peace, you are not successful. Do you get that? If pain is driving your need to produce, if you are not successful, you're running away from something.
So it's not about who you are. It's about who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there. Become that person. Change the world. Change yourselves.
They are the most significant questions that a person can ask. Why am I here? What's the difference between love and between fear? How can I know? How can I align myself with the highest part of myself that I can possibly imagine or think of? These are questions that we've been asking ourselves since we were a species. Now we're multi-century, and we can begin to experience the things that we used to believe, have to believe on faith. Now we can begin to see for ourselves who is responsible for our lives. But the final step in creating authentic power is to give your power to a higher power.
You can have what you want and need, assuming you're taking care of yourself. You're starting out with the proper attitude towards yourself, which is that you're worthy of care and respect, and there's something to you that's valuable that at least could be developed. You need to give yourself that amount of credit, like you would with anyone that you might be willing to attempt to care for and love. You can have what you want, but you have to specify it. And so you're asked to write a few sentences, not to be obsessive about it, but to sketch it out. Like, okay, it's 3 to 5 years down the road, and you have what you need and want to make your life what it needs to be, so that you can be a good person in the face of the suffering of life. What does it look like? Consider for a moment the multitude of your faults and the direction those faults could pull you in. And everyone knows that. Everyone has a sense of how they would fall apart. It's 3 to 5 years down the road, and you've let that part of your character dominate. What particular corner of hell is it that you're now occupying? And so now you have something to aim at. You have a purpose, right? And that's motivating. Like, our positive emotion is linked to our pursuit of valuable goals. That's how our brains are set up. And so you need that positive goal, and you need something to run away from. And so you can run away from the worst in you. You can escape from the worst in you, and you can move towards the best in you.
Felt like
We're drowning in information and we're starving for motivation. So like new ideas about, you know, 10, top 10 listicles about how to live better or be more productive and all that stuff. I think there's a sort of false promise there. Because like that's not the weak link. The weak link is, do I have enough drive in myself to do these things? And if we can unlock intrinsic motivation, we can unlock that I can't help but go do this because it fulfills me, and we can connect that to long-term development, then I think we got something much more potent and potentially transformative than post-it notes or affirmations.
In order to make it stick, go brick by brick. One of the things that's interesting about having big dreams and big goals is that oftentimes the fact that the goals and the dreams that we have are so big, it makes them really, really difficult to achieve because you spend so much time thinking about how big the idea or the dream is that you become paralyzed in the moment around taking action. How do you build a house? By laying a foundation, brick by brick by brick. You go one small brick at a time, and it's exactly the same thing for your goals, by the way. So if you think about where you're at in this moment and you think about the path between where I'm at and where you want to get to is the same. It is a brick path, and it is comprised of a ton of little bricks that come together to take me forward. And so when you think about a goal or you think about a dream as a million little bricks that come together and lay a path forward, that's the way visually you can break down your goals.
The most important conversation you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, you go to bed with it. Eventually you act on it, whether it be good or bad. There's haters everywhere in this world. We have to be able to live amongst distractions and be undistracted. Stay in your own mind. Don't let them own yours.
Our whole life is set up in the path of least resistance. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to feel discomfort. So the whole time, we're living our lives in a very comfortable area. There's no growth in that.
I stopped comparing myself to other people. So I stopped comparing what I didn't have to what other people had. I left that off the table. And then I started to reward myself for improving over what I was yesterday. And that's profound change because it means that you actually get your reward structure transformed. And that's a big deal because that's your source of positive emotion and enthusiasm, encouragement, all of that. So now you can start to encourage yourself for genuine improvement. And it's also pragmatically extremely intelligent because incremental improvement repeated is virtually unstoppable.
Once you become obsessed with something, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. Why are you so daggone crazy? Because I'm trying to be the best I can to give you the best that I am. And it takes being obsessed where people think you're crazy. Become obsessed with being great. It changes everything.
The best gift you can give yourself is to find something that motivates you.
Find something that motivates you. Turn that motivation into drive. Once you're driven, you can then push yourself very far. But the biggest gift you can give somebody is that they see your drive. They see your passion to become better. And then you can pass along that gift that you have given yourself onto someone else to be better. That's the best gift you can give somebody.
You can take your surroundings beyond order and move towards beauty, and that's unbelievably useful because, well, beauty calls people to their higher being, I would say, and to make friends with beauty is to introduce yourself very carefully to one of the mysteries of life that make it worth living.
Let me tell you, in order to have something different, you are going to have to do something different. In order to have something more, you have to do something you haven't done yet. And when you look up, and you don't have to have a magnificent change over 12 months, have a small change over 30 days, and then a small change over 30 days, your breakthrough will come in needlepoint moves. And you'll look up in 5 years and not recognize your life.
So when I say you've got to f***ing want it, you've got to want it bad enough to fight through that period where you don't know if you're going to pull it off. You're afraid that you're going to end up being a total loser. And the people that go on to do just extraordinary things in their lives, they're people that want this success so badly that they're willing to face the fact that they might prove themselves to be a loser, which of course is an illusion and isn't actually how it plays out. But they needed this huge desire to help them overcome the fear that they might be as big of a loser as they think they are, and that everyone else is going to finally see what a loser they are. So you have to build the desire.
The greatest achievers who've ever walked among us know that they all came from the same intelligence and recognize and help people to find that within themselves. The number one quality and characteristic of these people who live at the apex, who are way beyond just taking care of their biological needs, who are way beyond their social needs, who are way beyond needing to be loved and so on. These are people who came here with a purpose. These are people who have a dharma. These are people who won't let anyone else determine what it is they're going to be. The number one quality of these people is that they are independent of the good opinion of other people. They listen to an inner voice.
Not weakness, vulnerability. That's a whole different thing. To admit to the fact that you're vulnerable, that's a form of courage. That's not a form of weakness. But that leads you to take whatever steps are necessary to deal with that properly. It isn't some facade that you're invulnerable. No one is invulnerable by any stretch of the imagination. And to stand up and face that is the best route that you have.
The people that win in life don't necessarily have more vision than you. See, it's not a lack of vision always that means that you are going to lose. It's a lack of a type of vision, which is depth perception. You think you're further away from the outcome, and so you pace yourself like it, and you jog all the time throughout your life. That means, consequently, they get started earlier, and they finish later.
Because the second characteristic of self-actualizing people is that they are detached from outcome. They don't do what they do because of what result is going to come to them. What motivates self-actualizing people is, this is my calling. Everything is a teaching. The question isn't whether the teachers are there. The question is, how willing are you to pay attention? How willing are you to listen to that inner voice that no one else can hear? Do what I do because of the passion I feel. I am not here for anything external to myself. I am here because I have a passion within me.
build the desire, and then recognize the truth about trying and failing and how information-rich failure really is, that this is a game that's meant to be played on a long timeline. The thing that I've always said to myself that's given me tremendous courage to move forward: I might not be very good at something yet. I might be about to embarrass myself as I embark upon whatever this thing is. But I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to fail. I'm willing to embarrass myself. And because of that, and because nothing teaches you faster than failure, on a long enough timeline, I can beat anyone at anything, because everyone else will give up. Now, maybe that's not true, but because that's what I repeat in my head, it makes me act as if it were true.
For you to decide, here's some dysfunction in my career, my personal life, in my surroundings, in my friends. I know better, but I'm so used to doing wrong and being dysfunctional. I know better, but I don't want to do better. I refuse to be aware of something I could be and should be doing better, and purposely decide to not do it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.